Hello, I'm the Paisley Prince author, and this is the short story On Meaninglessness from Who Built the Humans, available now. The short story shuns an ending, pens some postmodern prose on pushing prams through post offices, on cramming clueless cutesy couples into cramped caravans. Out here it's all dead dog diatribes, the wasted wits of whittled writers, writhing like some animal shot in the throat. The short story is gurgling now, coughing out those last slippery sentences, gin and genocide, pubs and pubescence. This is the end, but it isn't. It won't end until it stops selling, and it won't stop selling until it ends. It's just come back from another reading where it spent more time explaining itself than existing. Now, fumbling through its pockets at the back of the bus, the short story whips out its trusty old plot device, aims the tip at the thing of its wounds, and heals them. Someone ahead is sick on the floor, and upstairs the inner self shrinks inwardly, trying to avoid a cameo appearance and failing. The short story tucks its plot device back into its trouser pocket and contemplates conclusions. There's an ending somewhere that it can't find, over the next hill, around the next corner. It thinks of making a point of itself and playing with the plot device again, but it doesn't need to now. Maybe in a paragraph or two. The story slides silkily towards the doors, stumbles out into yet more sodding snow and sniffles. This is the same badly described suburban town where poetry died and the inner self retired after taking too many selfies with a shawarma after surviving another sordid student celebration. The short story licks around the air, hoping to lap up some subtext it can use to prop itself up on the wobble home. There's an intertextual framework it can't quite reach, too slippery, adorned with frost. It's crap and preposterous, this cramped prose poem. If this is slice of life, then this is the slice they leave behind. This is the fat you could not trim, the odd cuttings of cake at the end of the party. This is the part of life that we didn't like the first time round, so why are we reading about it again? The story doesn't know or care. It saw what happened to the poem and didn't like it, but wants it to happen again. The story imagines it is riding a rising wave of regurgitated ideas and idealism, but in truth it's just had a little post-pub piddle. The other surviving metaphors move out of the way, deftly dodging the deluge and phoning taxis. The sodden story sulks. It is no vessel for some viral idea. It is not art itself anymore, but a cage. Its body is fat and stupid. Its readers read too much into redundant detail, demand reason for every little thing, and the story knows this. The story profits from this. It lies on a bed of cash every night, stoking the fireplace with academic papers about itself, rubbing up against big mirrors endlessly, but it isn't sure if it is happy. This whole place is hilltops and frost, the darkness punctuated only by spheres of orange light in the fog on other people's phones and sometimes briefly the ends of cigarettes. The story hasn't brought a coat and it's 3 a.m. He thinks about sitting on a bench or rolling under one and remembers he's cold and wet. Remembers writing reams of rolling fantasy before ramming them under his bed like a nest. He wishes they were here now. He thumbs through the ideas in his head, hoping he'll start a new chapter in life but doesn't. He never will. He stumbles and fumbles again, feeling his way through freezing fabric for the prose poet's plot device. Damn, it's gone. Must be too cold. Stressed, the short story straightens up and stands stoic. Someone must have snatched his all-purpose, pointlessly postmodern plot device. The bushes don't have answers in his language and the streetlights give off no heat. However can he warn himself now? Will he ever get home? What does it mean? There's a broken gnome in the garden he thinks about passing out in. What does the gnome symbolise? Will you buy the sequel to find out? He doesn't know. In time, he either freezes to death or doesn't. It isn't important. The story won't end, and so the moon never moves again. The sun never rises. So this is it. A sort of ending. But then again, it isn't. If you're not following, good. There's plenty of essays you can pay other people to write for you. And that's not the end of that one, because I'd quite like some of your delicious money. So if you do want the book, it's on www.whobuiltthehumans.com, and it's very nice and very sexy, and the cover reacts under 3D glasses, and it's even silky smooth. So honestly, if you don't get it, that's really more of a you problem than a me problem. It's your own foolishness. You should definitely get it. Bye. I love you. Hope the kids are okay. I miss you. Bye.